customer that is our largest customer that we spoke to on yesterday, right?
Friday.
That makes sense. Friday. It seems like it was a long time ago, right? Have you noticed that? The time mm-hmm. seems to be changing?
Yeah.
So, spoke with him, and I said, "Hi, Jason, how you doing?" And he said, "Well, I'm not feeling so great. My wife's got COVID. My kids got COVID. My in-laws got COVID. My parents have COVID." And went through, like, the family chain. And I am sick of and tired of the enemy getting away with his lies.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that we must be sensitive to Holy Spirit about what is released. Because if I said everything I wanted to say to him, he couldn't handle it.
Right.
He's not a believer. He doesn't have any, you know. I said, "Are they all vaccinated?" "Yes, we've all been vaccinated. We've all been, you know, dutiful." I said, "Well, the first thing you have to understand is maybe what you believe is COVID is actually side effects, negative side effects from those vaccines." Silence. Huh. What? You know, you can kind of hear him processing. Now he's driving. I don't want to cause an accident, you know, but he says, "Yeah, you know, things are not right." Okay, let's go to the next step then. You're right. Things are not right. If the definition of right is what you're used to and what people now call the old normal, yeah, that's gone. And it's not coming back. So I shared with him. I said, "Okay, so what are you doing?" "Well, what can I do? You know? I mean, they got COVID, and that's the way it is. And, you know, and physically, I want to go, like, you know, wake up, you know?"
Right.
And I said, "You know, I thought the only reason that you believe they have COVID is because they took a test that is a lie in itself. There's no COVID-19 DNA in the PCR test. It's been proven, and actually it's been stated by the CDC that it's unreliable." So this also now comes over to I something rises up in me, and I think this morning, before I got up, there was fire preaching for a half hour to 45 minutes inside me.
Well, a little bit of it came out earlier today there.
That was the Lord. That wasn't fire preaching. The fire preaching is we do our friends and family no good. Mm. Unless we're willing to, number one, provide information,
yeah,
because they cannot see truth unless they get a pathway to it.
Yeah.
And no one cares about what or who you know, meaning Jesus, until they know that you care.
Absolutely.
Unless Holy Spirit has prepared their heart.
Absolutely. Yeah.
If Holy Spirit has prepared their heart, you can say, "Goochoo, goochoo," and they're going to just fall on their knees and mm-hmm. you know, and welcome the Lord in. Because they've been prepared. And the angels that gather are on the job.
Yes.
And I believe there are legions that have been sent recently to gather up all of that crap that is preventing people from seeing the truth and preventing
yep.
people from seeing the Lord in his glory.
I confirm that.
But we have to be able to direct the angels to where they need to go. They have an assignment, and we have a location. You know, Father said, "I'm releasing you to do this." Angels that gather, it's mentioned it two times I can think of in the Bible. Matthew 23:24 maybe, and Isaiah. And so these angels that gather come and remove the stumbling blocks that are preventing the people from coming to the throne of grace. And if we just say, "Oh, okay, you got COVID, well, you know, we're believers and we'll pray for you." What we're saying is, we don't have the solution either.
Right.
You know, so all we got is prayer.
And that don't work for me.
Can I mention the call that we heard? I'm not going to talk about names.
Yeah,
okay.
Everybody knows.
Yeah. So we're riding with Peggy this morning, and her son and daughter-in-law call. And a little bit of interruption in the line, but at some point in the conversation, Peggy says, "And we will pray for you, and we have been praying for you." And she said, "Well, yeah, you know, between what we're doing, the work that we're doing, and your prayers, maybe the prayer is working. You know, it could be. Like, it's a possibility." Trying to reach out to her, saying, "Hey, maybe your prayers is actually doing something."
Yeah.
Okay? And we know that prayer, as a man's doctrine of seeking after God to force him to do what we want,
yeah,
is not prayer. We know that prayer, where we stand before God or kneel before him or whatever, and talk about all the bad situations that are here or that we're in, is not prayer.
No.
It's complaining.
Right on.
We know that. By just talking about that situation, he knows. You know, he knows the CMT financial situation. He knows that a multi-billion-dollar company has now targeted our largest market. Okay? And he knows that's created a confusion in our customers because how is that compared to that and all that? He knows those things. So if I sit for him and say, "Hey, Lord, you know, we got this thing going on here, and how are we going to compete with that $5 billion company?" And da 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 da. He's going to like, "Okay, so anything else?" You know, he knows all those things.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't recognize and we don't remind him of his word and remind us of who he is.
Right.
Then we're just spitting words in the air. So I said to him, "Well, let me tell you. You know, there have been times the past couple of years that I felt something coming on, and it was gone within a few hours." "Really?" Okay. And I shared information. There are certain supplements that Congress, by the way, right now is trying to make illegal. That if you make these supplements, you'll be in prison. Plus, I think it's $10,000 per sale penalty. And those supplements are things that we need to be able to use that information. Now, there are some that would say that information is not good. Information doesn't have a spirit to itself. It's like money. Information can be used for good.
Mm-hmm.
Information, however, once we supplant the lordship of Jesus, if we know Jesus, we supplant the lordship of Jesus in our life for information, we've made that information an idol. Anything that we look to solve the problems rather than going to the King has become an idol. Whether it's money, information, politics, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand why people come against information, but the Church of Jesus Christ, his bride, was not put on this earth to be ignorant of information. We are to have the answer. And sometimes, and Pastor and I have talked about this, you know, I want to say this. He says, "Yeah, but you can't say that because that'll just blow them apart. And you'll lose the opportunity to share the next step because they won't talk to you."
Right.
"You're a crazy person. What are you talking about?"
Exactly.
You know? So I told this gentleman, "You know, well, the reason you think things aren't right is because there's a conspiracy from the new Sodomites," and I've been told by the Lord I can't call them elite because they're not. There's nothing special about them. The new Sodomites, and just to up to speed, sodomy is not just sexual sin. It's ignoring the needs of the poor, which is something the Lord is dealing with me now because we're going through foreclosure, and we are considered indigent poor, and I realize that for the past 50 plus years I've been quote unquote saved, that while we've given money to the poor, we have never considered the needs of the poor. There's a difference there. You know, writing a check and putting that in the deacon's fund, or writing a check and sending it to you know, rescue mission or whatever,
mm-hmm,
and then saying, "Okay, you know, I'm good with that. Lord, look what I did for the poor," is not considering the needs for the poor. So I'm talking to him, and the silence, you know, every time I say something, there's silence. And I'm thinking, did I lose the call? And I realize he's in the car and his wife is listening.
Sure.
Now, he and I have a relationship. Okay? His wife and I don't at all. So he says, well, John, okay, tell me what you recommend, because I got to tell you, of all the people I know, you're the most knowledgeable person in this area. Now, he also happened to be a dealer for when COVID broke out. The Lord allowed us to prepare something that would kill 100% COVID. Total dead, 20 minutes. You know, we went to the government. They want to hear about it because they don't want a solution.
No.
They want to further the spirit of fear. And if there's a real solution,
then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
Because your intentions are being thwarted.
Yeah, because then how can you further the spirit of fear? And I told him on the phone that, you know, the real enemy here is not the government, it's the spirit of fear. And I think at that point, if I remember correctly, the Holy Spirit was saying, okay, now,
yeah,
you know,
right. It's enough.
Chill.
Right, right,
okay.
Right.
Okay. Jason, so what I'm going to do, this is what I can do. I'm doing something personally, and I've done some research on this, as you know. He says, yes, you're the most knowledgeable person I know in this area. And I'm like, I don't consider myself knowledgeable in that area at all, you know. And the Lord reminds me of, I think that since the information's available, everybody should know that.
Mm.
You know, he's never heard that the PCR test is fraudulent. He's never heard, I mean, he hasn't heard any of this stuff. And Lord, I call that your true believers, your bride, rises up like, Lord, the light of your glory coming from us will drive people to us for the answer. It's time. So I said, okay, I'll send you some links. And then, of course, you know, we hang up, and he's going to look at an invoice we're going to send him. We have to do the cash flow. Prices are changing in our industry all the time. Ann and I spent basically all yesterday just dealing with price adjustments because of raw material changes in three products, three or four products, all day yesterday, instead of making anything.
Yeah.
You know, instead of doing what we actually need to do, it's a complete time waste. And I see the correlation of the increased requirement of time in the business is bringing to the place where I have become too busy. I still have devotions, but it's more like, okay, I got to get through this, so then I can get on to what I got to get done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? As compared to saying, stop. If the Lord wants to tarry for half an hour, fine. If he wants to tarry for 2 hours, so be it. It's a different situation. So now I'm writing the email. I thought, oh, it's going to be pretty simple. You know, I got the links. I can send him links. And I told him I would send him a couple articles. He goes, there are articles? I said, yeah, there are articles. There are people writing. And I introduced him to an MD that I followed for many years, who's not a believer, but he is a man of integrity. Maybe he is a believer. It's just not outward. Don't know. I'm hearing a check as I'm saying he's not a believer, you know. So I sent him those, and I'm sending the links, and the Holy Spirit's saying, you know, he doesn't have any grid, you know, to be able to put this together. He's got a puzzle that's foreign to him because it's in four different dimensions, and he's only used to working with one dimension. And he's got these things that seem completely disjoint. You got to give him a grid. You got to give him something, as it were, so he can start at least putting some of the pieces in. So as for each article I've sent him, I sent him, I guess it's Friday, I give a little paragraph. This is what, you know, this is what this is. This is how it fits. And I'm, you know, and I didn't, but I should have anointed the email. I sent it off to him. And then the Lord starts working on me. family, friends, and people in general don't know the solution. We can give solutions for COVID. We can give solutions for all kinds of different things here on the earth. But
yes.
That's not the true solution.
Yes, yes.
The true solution
yes.
is the blood of Jesus
yes.
that he poured out on the cross.
Yes.
Yep.
And
yes.
now he's given to us to use as a weapon, not
yes.
only to
yes.
commune through communion with him, his blood and his body, but also his name. And we banter about the name without giving it the honor and understanding the power that it has. We pray, we say in Jesus' name. And it's almost like one word.
Mm-hmm. Like a formula.
It is a formula. Yep. But we don't realize that when we do that, in our own filter, we are saying the name of Jesus is not what it really is. So that was, it's been stressful with prices changing, and then you find out, okay, I sold this product for a company. Oh, we can't even make it because now that product's no longer, the raw material is no longer available for it. And, this product has gone up another 11%, and it's gone up, since 2020, a lot of things are up anywhere from 50, 60% to 400%. And, I deal with people every day about, how am I supposed to be able to use this? I've got all my pricing worked out.
Yep.
And I'm like, join the club,
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to minimize your profit. I'm not trying to minimize your labor. I'm not, that's not happening. But the government, what we have to, yes, Lord, yes, yes, yes. What we as the body of Christ need to understand is more than half of the things that we have ever been taught in civil school by our parents because they were themselves under delusion and not of their own doing, but what they were taught. Because this current thing is not from 2008, as I heard one prophet say. I'm like, get with the program. This is a multi-generational problem that we have.
Yep.
And the plans that they're trying to execute now have been around for more than 100 years. So get with the program, understand what's really going on. So that's one illegal thing that's going on. So we have to understand more than half of what we've been taught in school and in the church. Because I questioned the Lord on that this morning. Lord, if you want me to say that, I'm hearing this preaching going on, and I'm like, whoa, I'm backing off here. He says, do you want to be my spokesman? You gave me your tongue. Do you want to be my spokesman or not? It's a decision, right? It's, are you willing to bend your will? Because I want to say, why I've learned in the church is, not more than 50% lies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it's not lies in as much as someone is speaking an untruth knowingly.
Right.
It's that they've been deceived. So we really need, and when I talk about that this morning as I was hearing, that all those lies have been part of the foundations that we have built. And now there's fire going through to burn out what we are willing to have burnt out. He's not going to burn out a lie unless we're willing to have that burnt.
But it has to be exposed.
It has to be, and they are being exposed if you have eyes to see and ears.
Correct.
I mean, the Holy Spirit, I listened yesterday, Friday or yesterday, two different people, both well-known, both considered prophetic teachers or prophets, etc. And my sweetheart, bless her heart, because I blow up at some things, and I heard a prophet yesterday say, prophets go back, or they travel into the future, they see, and then they can speak into the future. Because Isaiah 24:10 says, speaking that which has not yet come from the ancient past, which is not yet accomplished,
Yes.
And I'm like, time out! You're lying, because this well-known prophet is manipulating the Word of God, and this is going around.
For his own purpose.
For his own purpose.
Right.
To elevate his level of prophet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing people that have gotten elevated in popularity. You know, God doesn't call you to be a prophet for popularity. Mm. I mean, seriously. That's part of marketing the gospel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's marketing his grace, which it, I don't, you know, I don't want any part of that. So I go there, and I was hearing someone teach on this either earlier that morning or the day before. And he's saying, now, this is God's witness that I am God. I am alone God. Isaiah 24, 9. I am alone God. I speak those things that not yet be. I speak from the past those things that are not yet accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
And so the part that he left out of that verse is that this is God speaking about himself,
mm-hmm.
not about his prophets or any other gifting that he
that manipulates.
But manipulates the word.
Yep.
I am done with that. I can't tell you how sick I am of this manipulation of the word. Truly, truly. And the Lord's saying, okay, so what are you willing to do about it? I am willing to fight for the truth. I want the truth. I don't want the emotions. You know, the emotions can be healthy, but when you rely on emotions, well, you're in a lot of trouble. So I want the truth. And that most of the church does not want the truth. They want to feel good.
They want to be entertained.
They want to be entertained. They want to feel good. They want their guilt, which is actually the Holy Spirit saying, hey, come over here. They see that as guilt. And if they can satisfy that guilt, quote unquote, which is shutting the Holy Spirit up or down, shutting them down, then they get to feel their soul is more comfortable because their soul is in control. And I was watching something on TBN or whatever it was. And we're looking at it, she's saying, yeah, he's reasoning this really well,
mm-hmm.
you know. And then the other person, yeah, he's reasoning it also, you know. This is just all about reasoning. That's the whole thing this program is about. And I'm done. You know, I'm done. I want the truth. If it blows me up inside, so be it. I have to adopt and adapt to his truth. If it breaks me more, I've been broken many times. He will never break me beyond his ability to heal me and put me back together
the way
I'm supposed to be. But I say that with the confidence, and faith, the word faith is overused, but the word confidence. Okay, Lord, yes. So faith, I've been going to church for, you know, 60 years, and I've heard, I don't know how many messages on faith.
Mm-hmm.
But just recently, I got a new understanding of faith where the Lord's saying, okay, go ahead and go to the Achida. Okay? So Abraham's there, he's going to offer his son. And the original language says that Abraham believed that God was able to do what he said he would do.
Correct.
And that was considered righteousness.
Faith, yep. Mm-hmm.
Faith.
Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, where I am, confidence and faith are one.
Yeah.
I can say those things about break me, whatever, because I have the confidence that there is an end at some point to the breaking when we are the perfect image of the Son.
Mm.
And that's what sanctification is all about. You know, we accepted the Lord, we're justified. Now, as MJ used to say, it's a process, right? One of our key trigger words, it's a process. And the rest of the process is sanctification, to become like Jesus. So I believe we need to become equipped to answer the COVID question, to answer what's happening in the government, to answer all these things at different levels, depending on what the Holy Spirit says that person that you're speaking to is at.
And what they can handle.
Yeah, and that's what the Holy Spirit will
he'll pull the plug, you know, he's done it to me, he'll just, that's it,
mm-hmm.
you know. Sometimes he'll say, ah, that was a step too far, you know, but he can cover it. Because I've experienced times I've said something too far, and they didn't hear it at all.
They can't.
Well, the Holy Spirit made it so, okay, that's going to damage that, so we're just going to cancel that out, and they won't hear it, and away they go, you know. And it's exciting because, you know, there's this passion to speak the truth, and I want to be a Gatling gun, you know, boom, 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 you know, and hey, if it mows you over, it mows you over. That's me. So to speak the truth, but be sensitive to the Holy Spirit to say, enough, is a challenge. And it's where we are right now. It is yesterday, and you know, it's been a rough week, and I am still learning how to discipline my tongue so it doesn't get me in trouble.
You got a lot of relatives.
Yes, I do. Tongue relatives, huh?
A lot of cousins.
Cousins?
A lot of cousins. You got a lot of cousins.
You know, on a side note, the word talks about do not take the name of the Lord in vain.
Sure.
And we think that's profanity. Mm. Profanity doesn't shock Jesus. Mm. He was a carpenter.
Mm. Right on.
You know, in 27 A.D., when you hit your hammer, your thumb with a nail or a hammer on a nail, you know, I'm sure there were some choice words that came out.
Sure.
So, but if you read that in context, we are to be ambassadors for him. So do not take his name in vain means do not use his name when it's not being used properly.
Correct.
So when we say, bless his food, Jesus' name, we just took his name in vain. Sorry, that's a sidelight, but mm-hmm. what the Lord has said. I have a lot more, but I'm being told enough is enough. No.
What I'm thinking about is, as you're sharing, you know, being yourself, number one, is what the Lord already commissioned you to be who you are. So don't try to manipulate yourself to become something different. Because he chose you as a special vessel for a purpose.
Yes.
Okay? And as far as religious language, I've seen people that have, such fabulous words come out of their mouth, but their hearts are loaded with darkness. So, I believe Holy Spirit is really, you know, working on each and every one of us at a different level. We're not all at the same place, and that's the way we should be, because that way there, the word can bring a little bit of life to this man today because of what God did yesterday.
Yes.
And, you know, that's the tradition of the church. That's how he builds his church, by bringing life where there's, you know, a heaviness or whatever mm-hmm. that's plaguing someone. That's what your commission is for, like the man on the car, mm-hmm. you know, with his wife. She probably gleaned quite a bit.
She didn't say a word.
No, you don't have to say anything in order to receive.
Yeah, right.
So would you just lift your hands towards John right now, please? Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
We release grace to you, John.
We release grace to you, John.
Because when you have received.
Because when you have received.
From the Holy Spirit.
From the Holy Spirit.
There's fine tuning coming in.
There's fine tuning coming in.
And healing will come.
And healing will come.
As you continue to wear.
As you continue to wear.
Your humble garments.
Your humble garments.
Because we saw your humble garments today.
We saw your humble garments today.
And truly.
And truly.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Is honored.
Is honored.
We release honor to you.
We release honor to you.
And we release love to you. And acceptance to you.
Acceptance to you.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen?
Amen?
And that's not Jesus' name lightly.
No.